This is a Wild Games Production podcast.
Hey folks, this is Vince the Evil DM. Welcome to the Evil DM Podcast. We're back with another episode today, following up on some things from the last couple of days. Want to say thank you for all the great feedback and people asking questions and responding and downloading and listening for a podcast that really doesn't come out that often because I have my hand in so many different things at the moment, so I'm kind of busy with a lot of stuff. Between playing on DLive and RollHigherDie.com with all the actual plays that we're doing and the planning we're doing for that. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing the actual plays and all the different games that we're playing because we're now getting into different games as opposed to the normal game that we've been playing like D&D or Shadowrun. Like I said, we're probably going into a version of Phase Rip as well as we're going to be going into Star Trek, something we have never played before, so that should be an interesting time to play there. I just wanted to comment on a couple things some people keep asking me over and over again. Bring back Roll for Initiative. When is Roll for Initiative coming back? Roll for Initiative is not coming back. We retired the show. It went off into the sunset. And it's definitely not coming back, unfortunately. Nick has moved on from podcasting completely. I don't even think he's available to do podcasting, to be honest. He wanted to stop doing it because he wasn't happy with the feedback that the show was getting, and I think he was tired of the grind after 11 years of the same podcast. So Matt is with me as far as the Classic Phase Rip podcast. We're going to be doing that together. He, like I mentioned, he said he was going to be joining us in the next couple of shows once he gets a few things straightened out with his things going on in his life. Nothing that major. He just said he'll get to it as soon as he can, but Matt has always been a secondary co-host for that show compared to Keith and I, who are the hosts of the show. He does enjoy doing it, but he just has a lot of stuff going on between his personal life and wrestling, because, yeah, he does actually do wrestling, like, you know, WWE wrestling. He does his own little announcing there, and he does his own wrestling, so he's involved with that all the time. So a lot of times when we do a show, he's unable to join us because of that very reason. So, yeah. So Roll for Initiative will not be ever coming back. I don't think there's no more lost shows as far as I know. We released the last possible show we had. I don't think there anything else left out in the open that we never released. I don't think, at least. I can ask Matt, but yeah. I know some people have also asked that they were looking on our website about some articles that we had mentioned in shows years ago. Those articles are probably long gone, mostly because of we moved the server and the website multiple times between Jason and Matt and myself, so the articles might have got lost in the process. Also, authors have come back and asked the articles be pulled down because they wanted to put it on their own personal websites versus our website, because we had a couple people that were writing for us at the time, way back when we started, and then now they wanted to do it on their own, or they wanted to take the article and they wanted to monetize it on their own, which I don't blame them. Sure, not a problem. I know there was a couple articles that Jason had wrote himself on there, and he wanted to monetize it for TSR. So, you know, by all means, bless you, go for it. I'm never one to hold anyone back or, you know, stop someone from wanting to, you know, monetize what they're doing. That's what they want to do. I'm definitely not about the money or things like that, but, you know, you can support me if you want. I always leave that option out there. But anyway, that's what happened with those things. Not sure where the direction of this show should really go as far as me just doing daily updates on what's going on in my life as far as gaming and things like that. I did get a new webcam so I could start doing some new YouTube videos. The other one was kind of wonky. It was starting to get a little bit weird. Especially when I did recordings locally, it kept screwing up. So it was fine for streaming, which I didn't understand. That was fine. But when it came to recording, it just wouldn't, I don't know, it lagged and skipped frames, though, I don't know. And it wasn't the PC. It was actually the webcam after I had it diagnosed by Logitech. And you're like, oh, you need to get a new one. Or you could send it in and get it replaced for this. Yeah, I'll just get a new one. So I got a new one, and all's better now. At least it looks like it is. We'll see. I'll do a couple video tests and see what happens with that. YouTube.com/TheEvilDM. RollHighOrDie.com for all the actual plays that we do, which are all old school. I think the only old school game that we didn't do was Shadowrun 5th Edition. Though some people do. No, nobody considers that old school. Never mind. That's only because Corey, who's running the game, was only familiar with Shadowrun 5e. Myself and a couple other players wanted Shadowrun 2e, but we didn't want to run it. So, you know how the saying goes, when you play in your gaming group, whoever runs the game, they control what game is run. So, and if you want something different, run it yourself. And that's always been the theme for every group that's ever played in my life, pretty much from when I was a kid to now. You know, you're the DM, you run what you want. If people want to play, they will sit at your table. If they don't, they will run it themselves. That's basically how it works. Your table, your rules, your world. And that's how I've always lived things. And that's a lot of people like that. So that's life. Anyway, going to head out. This was just a short update. Hopefully everybody's doing well out there and, you know, working. And maybe, you know, nobody has gotten anything COVID-wise and their families are safe. And hopefully they are safe as well. That's all I want, for everybody to be safe. So with that said, keep it original, keep it old school, and good night, everybody.